Durant comes to the job with more than 25 years of experience in healthcare systems. Calhoun Liberty Hospital Board Chairwoman Ruth Attaway says she believes Durant's skills and knowledge will lead to long-term successes for the hospital. The hospital has faced lawsuits and fines as a result of the December death of Barbara Dawson. The 57-year-old Blountstown woman collapsed and died from a blood clot after she was handcuffed for refusing to leave. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.